Hi, my name is Laurel Lindstrom. I am part of the Homelessness Prevention Program Coordinator.
Hi, my name is Erin O'Coffey, and I'm a support worker at Goodacre Place.
Hello, my name is Tammy Crofts, and I'm a support worker at Goodacre Place.
So we're here to talk about WE, the WE Project. So would you like to start telling me about the WE Project?
The WE Project. This is a way for us to celebrate our community, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow co-workers, our other service providers, to be all inclusive, to accept everybody as they are and where they're at.
Okay.
Yes, we're excited to invite everybody in and have a chance to write the narrative on how we're inclusive in our community of all cultures, of ethnic diversities, and where we come from.
What are some of the activities or projects or events that are going to be part of this?
So we're going to be doing events year round to celebrate our 50th. Mm-hmm. So there'll be lots of fun things up and coming, and our first one being the open house today. So we're going to have an open house scavenger hunt that people can do when they come in. We have a photo board. We're going to have wagon rides and prizes, door prizes, lots of door prizes, and get to meet everybody and see what programs we have and just really learn who we are and what we do.
Mm-hmm. We want to be seen in the community and for the community to know what we have to offer. So they'll have an opportunity to take a tour through the historic train station and see all the different programs and a chance to engage and ask questions, and maybe there'll be a fit for them.
What kind of impact do you think the Community Services Association has had in this 50 years in this community?
I think we've had a huge impact, especially for families that are struggling or those that are looking for housing, those that are coming in from new countries and need to learn the language. We help with all of that, as well as job hunting, and it's a huge impact. We have a lot of social services type activities that happen here.
Yeah.
Let's say someone is new to the community and they are looking for some assistance. What's the best way to connect with the Community Services Association?
You can call us at any time, mm-hmm, and inquire, or you can just drop in at the old railway station, okay, and come in and talk to us. More than happy to help.
Excellent. And I guess logistics, when is the open house starting today and what time is it going to?
It starts at 11:30 a.m. and will go till 3:30 p.m. Okay. There's going to be like hot chocolate, coffee, tea, cookies, anniversary cake. So yeah, just grab some goodies.
Horse-drawn wagon rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great prizes.
Yeah, excellent. 11:30 to 3:30.
Is there anything else that I'm not asking that is important for people to know, do you think?
Just thinking, you know, 50 years, it started with a small group of people before we moved into the train station and started work on the train station. And that core group of people started with some, even when it came down to the Christmas hampers and food programs. And we've had many programs come and go as times change. And we continue to look for the need and encourage feedback at all times to see if we can address the needs that we might be missing.
Mm-hmm. I've been speaking to people that work at food programs, both at schools in Houston, Salvation Army in Prince Rupert, and as well here in Smithers. And some of the feedback that I've been getting from the people that work there is that there's been just this really big increase in people wanting to use the soup kitchens and also any of the food hamper programs, and that they just feel like there's a drop in donations this year or staff or volunteers. Does the Community Services Association, do you try to tackle those, or are you feeling the same sort of struggle?
Well, I think It's been hard times for a lot of people with the rising costs of food. People are being much more conscious. So we do understand that life has been very taxing for everybody and there'll be ebbs and flows. But we encourage anybody with any spare time that they would like to come and donate time or remember that there is a place that people can offer or donate food or donate to the Christmas hamper. We'll be using this opportunity during our 50th to collect at that time if anybody has any extra.
So who are some of the groups that you, because you're kind of the hub, right? Like you're sort of a hub that connects people to the services that they need. Who are some of the partners in town that you work with?
We work with the Friendship Center. We work with Thomas Robinson Consulting. They have some special needs clients, some that fall under the preview where they need help from us as well with housing. Mm-hmm. We work with NSDP, Passage House, Houston Community Services we work with, and the Ministry of Family Services and Development.
And we work with outreach. And so if there's a need, we'll try and find the resource appropriate for them.
Was there anything else that I didn't ask that you think is important to know? If you would start by introducing yourself.
Yeah, my name is Myung Lee. I'm the new executive director. So I have been in this position for 5 months.
Ooh, very
I'm new to the town and I came from Surrey. So lots of things that I'm learning. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited with our 50th project and open house. So we project is the, when you say we, means that all of us. So especially with SSSA, we are not alone. Because of the we can be here mm-hmm. with the 50th anniversary. So we identify that this is part of a community's role, job. And then with the 50th, what we want to try to achieve is that we want to provide a space or a place of gathering and engaging, sharing, and healing. Whatever we are facing here. Mm-hmm. So I think this will, diversity is a big piece mm-hmm. and DEI and accessibility, reconciliation is the area that we still learn, yeah. to learn. So I think over the course of the 1 year, what we're gonna try to do, we're gonna provide that space and opportunity. So for example, you know, for the newcomers, we're gonna start launching the new website mm-hmm. that has newcomer guidebook mm-hmm. so that people can get the idea. And then we're going to also have community sort of gathering for the celebration of Canadian Multiculturalism Day, which is usually June 27. So next year we're going to do something with the community. And then we're going to also have an open call for the mural project. So we're going to have a really big mural here, but we're going to ask all the community to get involved.
Okay.
Something like that. So, I mean, this is all like a 50th anniversary project is provide some space that they're going to talk about challenges and get the solution together. So this is an ongoing project, isn't it? But I mean, we don't want to have this one-time events and then done. Mm-hmm. No, we want to have that opportunity. And then also I came from the other side and then I'm going to challenge the community as well as a person who has a different perspective and everybody has a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make all some progress with all the differences. But in the end of the day, we want to have a unity. That's what we are looking for.
Unity.